The hearing into a Coast Guard pilot's alleged negligence is over. The Article 32 proceeding wrapped up this afternoon in Juneau after the last round of witnesses. Lieutenant Lance Leone is the only survivor of last year's fatal Coast Guard helicopter crash off the coast of Washington State. From Juneau, KTOO's Matt Miller has this report.
Friday morning, some of the pilots that Leone flew with in Sitka and Elizabeth City, North Carolina, testified to his skills and professionalism. A Federal Aviation Administration official said that he would have likely recommended better warning measures for a set of power lines near La Push, Washington, had he been called in to evaluate the site. Leone's H-60 helicopter flew into the lines and crashed in July of last year. His defense says the wires were poorly marked as hazards to aircraft. The pilot at the controls of the H-60 was Lieutenant Sean Kruger. He was killed in the crash, along with aviation and maintenance technicians Adam Hoke and Brett Banks. Government counsel or Coast Guard lawyers serving as prosecutors said that Leone showed no reasonable duty of care as navigator and co-pilot of that flight. Leone's civilian defense counsel said the U.S. Coast Guard set a trap that was spring-loaded and that had already worked twice before. The power lines are owned and operated by the Coast Guard, and they've already been implicated in at least two other accidents. Captain Andrew Norris, who led the Article 32 hearing, says he'll consider an additional charge of dereliction of duty against Leone. Norris was already investigating him for one count of dereliction for failing to navigate the helicopter to avoid hazards. Leone is also charged with destruction of government property and negligently causing the deaths of Hoke and Banks. The new dereliction charge is for not following proper crew resource management procedures. It follows testimony on Thursday from Leone's commanding officer, Air Station Sitka Commander Doug Cameron, who suggested Leone may have been reluctant to question Kruger as the helicopter's pilot in command. Cameron speculated that Leone deferred to Kruger because of rank and experience. The Article 32 hearing, similar to a grand jury proceeding in civilian court, began on Wednesday. Formal motions and one last piece of written testimony will be considered on Monday, and then Norris will make a recommendation to Rear Admiral Thomas Ostebo, a commander of the 17th Coast Guard District in Alaska. Ostebo will decide whether to drop the charges, pursue discipline internally, or through a court-martial. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.